You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, November 15th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Well, today's a big day, you know. We're going to be over at the Jingle Boss radio station in a few hours. Mm-hmm. Going to be kicking off the festivities. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready?
Sure.
Get into the festive mood. I mean, everybody says it's a little early.
I mean, I'm of the opinion that Thanksgiving should be the third Thursday of every...
Right.
You know.
November.
I was about to say of every month. The third Thursday in November.
Yeah.
Because these short Christmas seasons hurt my soul.
Well, you know what else it hurts? It hurts the economy of the United States because so much is done now. Black Friday's shoved into, you know.
October, November.
Right. Christmas is 40 days away today.
Yes.
Can you believe that? 40
no,
days.
No, I can't.
Man, crazy.
Yeah.
All right. It is time to commence with the Who Cares News.
Should I start a petition?
What, for the third Thursday? I thought
second
you wanted
Thursday
to do the second Thursday.
Well, I thought about it. That's a little early, but I'd be okay with it.
But all of the commercials and everything, and Lifetime and Hallmark, all started the day after Halloween.
Yes.
So if you have Thanksgiving the second week in November, you give Thanksgiving a God's honest chance of maybe being recognized as a holiday. Right.
Well, Thanksgiving does need its time. It needs its due.
It's pumpkins and turkeys and all that. Yeah. Cranberry sauce, which everybody says they hate. I like.
Which I don't understand.
We'll have that conversation over on Jingle Boss. We'll also be discussing in our show Thanksgivings. So as we lead up to Thanksgiving. So that'll be fun too. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What is happening today?
Well, speaking of the holidays, that special time of the year has finally arrived. Are you ready, John Van Camp?
I'm ready,
You'll
Morgan.
You'll love this. You'll love it.
You know, hit me with your best shot. What is it?
Goop's 2019 holiday gift guides have officially dropped. Gwyneth Paltrow's company has unveiled its digital gift guides. Just in time for the fast approaching holiday season.
See, it's fast approaching. Okay.
And of course, Goop is right in line with affordability.
Of course she is. Of course they are. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Yeah.
So for the wellness junkie in your life, in case you're keeping notes and making a Christmas list.
Yeah, and I am.
Yeah, sure. Especially when it comes to wellness junkie.
Yeah.
There's a $2,200 rowing machine or... an $800 hydroponic micro garden.
Well.
And for the budget conscious, there's a $300 chrome razor.
Now, wait a minute. You said it was a rowing machine. $2,200, is that what you said?
Yeah.
I can only imagine. You spend $2,200 on a rowing machine that's going to sit and going to be a clothes hanger.
Well, imagine
all year long and never get used.
And
just
it's
like
not
a treadmill.
It's not just $2,200. You've got shipping.
Oh yeah, those things
are
heavy.
And maybe some tax.
Oh yeah,
got to do the taxes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
good point.
So it's not just $2,200.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just gonna turn into a big old clothes hanger.
And they will probably ask you, do you want the extended warranty?
Of course they will. They always do.
But you know what? I think that $300 chrome razor, even for the budget conscious.
That's the way to go.
At least you can, every day, you can get that out of your drawer and say, yeah, it better shave it for me.
Right? Just like us. Just like us.
Because you know what? Them blades on that $300 chrome razor, they will be dull.
And they will be expensive.
Yes.
That's like the biggest scam in the world is razor blades.
Also listed are Rolex watches. Didn't she say one time she wanted to be the website for every person or every woman or something?
Then who knows?
Is it Rolex knockoffs? That's more my speed. All right, electric bikes.
I bought mine in the Virgin Islands, so, you know, from a very reputable street vendor. The X is not on the logo of the Rolex. It's like
Rolex.
I bought a Rolex watch.
Or Rolex.
I knew there was something wrong with it. It was only $25, so
That X is expensive.
That damn X cost $7,000.
All right. So
who needs it?
So here's something you might really like, John.
What's up?
You can get a Bread Club membership.
What?
From Goop's website.
What? A Bread Club? What yeah. do I need to join a Bread Club for? Oh, my God.
Now.
Really?
In all your online shopping things, here's the piece de resistance.
Which is?
On Goop's website.
Yeah.
From her 2019 holiday gift guide.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
You could pretty much buy a trip to space.
Really?
Dear Santa, I want a trip to space. At least
how does she arrange that? You know, Elon Musk? What's the deal?
All seats that have been released are reserved, so doubt that's happening.
Yeah.
No word about Goop's outrageously priced sex toys or jade eggs.
Oh, okay.
Because those are just a given. The Goop 2019 Holiday Guide is online now. Start shopping.
Yeah, get it before it's all gone.
Hurry.
$2,200 rowing machine. Jeez.
I might just go on there and get you something from Goop's website. Maybe she has like a $75 keychain that I can save up money for and buy you.
You're going to have to look through a bunch of couches for 75 bucks. I know what's in your wallet.
A picture of a $1 bill. Chrissy Teigen, wife of the sexiest man alive, which I still don't get, John Legend, prominently congratulated him on winning People's Award for the 2019 by tweeting that she was proud to have boned the sexiest man alive. So she's going to surprise...
More than a few times, I would think. They've got two kids. I think they've been practicing up.
They've done really it at least twice.
Yeah, at least twice.
She's going to surprise her hubby today on The Ellen Show as John is guest hosting.
Ah, wow.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to The Ellen Show and being surprised, well, you can only guess how she'll surprise him.
She's probably jumping out of the table in the back, scaring the crap out of him. Like, I don't get that. I know it's funny when people do it, but it's like, it's so mean. Somebody's going to jump out of that damn box and somebody's going to drop dead of a heart attack. I swear to God, that's gonna happen. Every time I watch that on YouTube, it's like, this is not funny anymore. Well, maybe it is funny, but I'm like,
it's still funny because it's not every show.
Well, if it was, then nobody would ever go on.
That's
it's
true.
Like, she's gonna scare the crap out of me.
Yes,
there will be a clip. There's probably a clip already because it was taped yesterday.
Already.
So
yes.
There you go. All right, that's gonna wrap it up for us. You know who's not been surprised on Ellen? I don't think.
Oh, gosh, who might that be?
Halle Berry.
Really?
But I do think Kerry Washington has been. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I think she's scared of Kerry Washington.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so. All right, that's it for us. We'll see you this afternoon on the big launch at JingleBossRadio.com. If you're in the festive mood, come on over and join us. 5 Eastern. And we'll see you back here Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.